This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It is time to speak with the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns, Dan Zimmerman. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm feeling vindicated.
In what regard?
I talked about, we're going to kick off with Matt Gendel. The no legitimate use. I talked about this last week, and you know, my thought on this is that I've heard all this before. He's sort of late to the party, and it's almost like he just discovered this stuff.
Well, he is late. I mean, people have been making this argument for a decade, for two decades. How long have you been hearing this?
A very long time.
Yeah, and for your readers who aren't familiar, this is some guy. I think he's a college professor, actually, who wrote in a newspaper article that no one really needs more than 10 rounds of ammunition. There's no legitimate use for it. He's talking specifically about, quote-unquote, assault weapons. And he started off kind of interestingly when he acknowledged that so many people who attack assault weapons and write laws that outlaw them, either federally in the past or in various states, have no idea what they're doing, or what the laws they're, what the aspects of the laws they're creating would do, and so much of it is just stupid. You know, outlawing, he's saying his premise is when you outlaw a pistol grip or a compensator, it has no practical effect at all on what the gun does or how it performs.
Right.
It's crazy. And it makes you look stupid. And he's absolutely right about that part. But then he gets down to the argument that, you know, the only real aspect of a so-called assault weapon is the fact that it'll take a 30-round magazine, and nobody needs more than 10 rounds. Anybody who's been paying attention has heard this over and over and over. He says there's no legitimate sporting or self-defense need for someone with proper marksmanship training to possess a 10-plus round magazine for his or her firearm choice. That's just patently false. There's all kinds of sporting reasons. People compete with 30-round magazines all the time.
Sure.
And ARs have been used numerous times to fend off attacks from criminals.
Yep.
In cases where there have been multiple people, or where the defender has, you know, had the need for more than 10 rounds. It has happened. It's happened in the past, and it will happen in the future. Just because Mr. Gendel doesn't like to or doesn't want to acknowledge that fact And again, he's a professor of psychology at Elon University. Doesn't make it so. So, you know, whatever. This is just another one of these arguments.
Now, I was reading something else that he wrote. Did you point out that he thinks that if you were just to spend some more time and develop your shooting skill, you could get by with 10 rounds? Did you cover that and I missed that while I was reading?
That's apparently what he thinks. He says that, you know, if you have proper marksmanship, you know, you can take care of any situation with 10 rounds.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because darkness doesn't have any effect. Multiple attackers don't have an effect. Adrenaline doesn't have any effect. You know, no reasonable rifle owner should miss often enough to make 10 rounds insufficient.
Right.
Apparently. Now, again, it's funny because at the beginning of this, he says, look, I'm not a gun guy. I don't know squat about guns. And then he goes on. He says, I'm no expert in firearms engineering or policy. I'm just a concerned citizen who spent my entire life around knowledgeable and responsible gun owners. He didn't say he is one. He didn't say he grew up with guns. He just said he spent his entire life around people. So I guess he thinks that through osmosis somehow, he has absorbed this knowledge and is now able to conclude that any reasonable, responsible, trained firearm owner couldn't possibly need more than 10 rounds of ammunition to defend his or herself.
Well, the other thing is this, and if you want to talk about the way it affects crime, the best example of this for me is Elliot Rodgers, is La Vista.
Mm-hmm.
So here you got this kid. He did everything by the law. He bought a gun. He waited 10 days to pick it up, waited 30 days to buy the next.
Yeah, not just by the law, but by California law.
By California law.
That is, yeah.
And then when it was time for, when he got to the point to where it was time to have the rampage in proper, he had 41 10-round magazines with him.
Right. Exactly.
So,
you can drop and change magazines awfully quickly if you want to. It's been done many times and sometimes by mass shooters. So, the 10-round magazine limit will not somehow magically thwart somebody who's bent on killing a bunch of people. Number one, because they can it doesn't take much practice to switch magazines quickly. Number two, there are hundreds of millions of 30-round magazines in this country, and if they're a criminal, they'll get their hands on one anyway if they want one enough.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, whenever you look at that stuff and everything, for this guy, I mean, somebody would have done him a favor to say, you know, this is old. And yet, and this is the thing with this, though, and this is, I don't know if he's like some idiot savant who, you know, he's doing this. With the gun controllers, it seems like they have figured out that the voting populace forgets easily. So they keep recycling the same talking points in the hopes that they catch an audience that hasn't seen their talking points for... It's the same sham and scam as climate change. I mean, we're supposed to be underwater by now or, you know, frozen.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, we can carry this on in the next segment if we would. We're coming up on the first break, and I didn't...
Fair enough.
I want you to tell me that when we get back. We'll continue this when we get back. But the truth about guns.com, they are, without a doubt, the most prolific website out there when it comes to doing things and talking about things that has to do with the gun culture. They're the place to go. And all the things that they talk about are important to you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Officer.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
choice. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We were just talking about, my guest right now is Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and we were talking about how they keep using these recycled talking points, and I was making a point that it seems like it's either they're stupid or it's part of the grand plan. But you also reported on a study by the Rand Corporation, which that one had to be shaking some people at their core, because we'll see a talking head get on TV. Hi, I'm so-and-so from the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. Studies say that wherever there is constitutional carry, crime goes up. Oh, really? What study?
Yeah, and I think, to be fair, you know, you hear these studies every other day in the news. Eggs are good for you. Eggs are bad for you. Drinking coffee will kill you. Drinking coffee extends your life. And I think a lot of people intuitively know that this stuff is garbage. And that, of course, extends to studies purporting to reveal that gun control laws work and would reduce violence. The Rand Corporation, which is no pro-gun operation at all, examined 27,900 studies into the effectiveness of gun control.
I got a question for you on this.
Okay.
That was a lot of studying.
That was a lot of studying.
And, I mean, it's not just the studying they did. It also has to be about the... who did the study and how much reading did they do into it? Maybe they had. Do you think they got the cliff notes or something? I don't know.
And that's always the issue. And that applies as well to surveys and polling. You can't just go by the results. You have to look at who they polled, how they polled them, meaning did they poll them, did they call landlines, did they call cell phones, because you get different demographics and different people based on that, and then what question did they ask them, and how did they ask them the question? There's all kinds of factors that go into polling,
right?
That can steer the results one way or the other. Similarly, when you're looking at the effectiveness or lack thereof of gun control laws, if you want to evaluate those studies, you have to look at the details. You've got to dig into these, and apparently some enterprising individual or group at Rand did exactly that, and looked at 27,900 of them.
Wow.
For reasonableness, scientific validity, what they found is incredibly interesting, because of those 27,900, they came up with 123 of them that are at least scientifically rigorous enough to actually tell you something useful. All the rest of them were flawed in some major way. And, but I also guarantee you that all the rest of them were the subject of some media report or multiple media reports saying, if we just enact national background, universal background checks, gun violence will drop in this country by 84%. These are the kind of garbage studies that are the basis for news reports and talking points and media opportunities for Shannon Watts, Chris Brown, and Peter Ambler, and all the usual suspects to push their agenda. And now, as the Rand Corporation has revealed, it just ain't so.
The other thing about those studies that I have noticed is even when they do get debunked, the anti-gunners act like they didn't even hear that part of it. We found, you know, figured out there, they put out a study. We found that if you have own a gun, you're twice as likely to get brain cancer. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that had been thoroughly debunked by the American Cancer Society.
Right.
Well, that's our story, and we're sticking to it. I mean, that's essentially what they're saying. And, RAND, 123 studies that meet RAND's criteria.
Yeah, exactly. It's tellingly, the studies that have gotten the most media or legislative attention aren't among the 123 that met RAND's approval. The best studies made claims that were too mild, tenuous, and qualified to satisfy partisan or sensationalist media outlets. In other words, they characterized the data accurately enough to say, look, this is what we think, we're not sure. This, you know, if you enact universal background checks, it might have some sort of effect on overall gun violence, but we don't. The data doesn't actually show that. So, of course, that doesn't make the headlines. The next line is, it was the worst study with the most outrageous claims that made headlines. In other words, if it bleeds, it leads. Which is the media's mantra. If you've got a study that says, we're just not sure, that's not going to get a lot of eyeballs. But if you have a study that says, if we don't do this, 5,000 people are going to die in the next 2 years, that'll be a headline.
And the problem with that is that once it does get put out there, whatever follows up that says, that was a complete and total lie, fabricated, made out of whole cloth and pulled out of the air. Nobody hears that part of it.
Nobody hears it, and it's on page 28 of the newspaper.
So that's being shot at with a nebulous bullet that even though it doesn't hit you and make a hole, it still hurts you.
Exactly.
You like that description.
Yeah. A lie makes it around the world 18 times before the truth, you know, gets out of bed, or to paraphrase.
So the only problem I think with all of these studies and with Mr. Gendel and everything is that too many people have decided that police shortages. You know what? We'll talk about this when we get back. This article is ripped right off the front page from the truthaboutguns.com. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman from the Truth About Guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The images coming out of Ukraine are shocking and horrifying, but not surprising. So said White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan during a briefing. Sullivan adding war crimes are being committed by Russian forces.
We had already concluded that Russia committed war crimes in Ukraine, and the information from Bucha appears to show further evidence of war crimes.
He stressed Russia's plan is likely aimed at weakening Ukraine as much as possible. He praised Ukrainians for holding firm in much of the country, and said Western allies will not break. Police in Sacramento say they've made an arrest in connection to Sunday's early morning mass shootings. Police Chief Kathy Lester saying DeAndre Martin was taken into custody on a charge of assault with a firearm and other charges. No other information is being released. This is USA Radio News. The price of a gallon of gas broke records in many parts of the United States, and in an attempt to lower impact on consumers, the United States is releasing 1 million barrels of oil per day from the Strategic Oil Reserves. Andy Puzner is the former CEO of CKE Restaurants. He tells Fox News the president could do more for inflation and high gas prices.
All the president has to do is go out there and say, look, we're going to drill. We're going to approve these permits. We want funding for these companies that want to drill. We're going to put in pipelines. Energy prices would drop. The price at the pump would drop. If that doesn't happen, there's only one person you can blame, and that's Joe Biden.
The bird flu is causing a spike in egg prices. The U.S. Department of Ag saying tens of millions of infected chickens and turkeys have been killed in an attempt to stop the spread. The Wall Street Journal reporting egg prices are up 50% since the first of the year. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Today has been a day. Let's look at this thing. You know, I don't hear nearly as much out of the NRA these days. And today, they decided to take a W by claiming, I guess, they put out a press release claiming credit for the half the states in the United States being constitutional carry states. Do they deserve credit for that?
Well, they actually did this on Friday after...
Okay.
After the, the Georgia Senate passed the constitutional carry law. And it's a foregone conclusion that the governor will sign that at some point. I'm sure they're scheduling a ceremony for that. They said they took a victory lap and they said, look, this is, if you're happy that we now have 25 constitutional carry states, in the United States, you can thank the National Rifle Association, because of what they say is over 30 year effort, to ease gun laws, in this country. And whatever you may think of the NRA these days, and we are certainly not fans of them, and, we've said very harsh words for them, they have played a significant role, especially, the beginning decades ago, in getting things moving the right way. Because again, you know, 30 years ago, what were there, how many shall issue states were there? Almost none.
Right.
They raised the example of Florida, and getting law changed there, and how, you know, for forever there was only one constitutional carry state. There was Vermont, and they say they worked to get Alaska to change its law and become constitutional carry state. And a few years later, there was Arizona, and that began the movement toward constitutional carry. So I'm not sure how much credit they're due for some of the progress in recent years. I know that they do a lot of work behind the scenes, and lobby people in, and quietly, and out of the, a lot of it happens out of the public eye, but there are a lot of other people and organizations that that have done a lot of the work as well. I know here in Texas, Gun Owners of America, National Association of Gun Rights, and Texas organizations as well did a huge amount of the work. TSRA, Texas State Rifle Association, which is the local branch of the National Rifle Association, did a lot of the work, you know, in Florida. A lot of the pushing right now is being done by the GOA, National Association of Gun Rights, and other organizations. So they do, while it sounds like this press release is taking sole credit for constitutional carry, I don't think, if you read carefully, I don't think that's actually what they're doing. And they, you know, there's a lot of good news around the NRA these days, and I think that they saw this as an opportunity to say, hey, the momentum of constitutional carry is a good thing, and don't forget that we had a lot to do with bringing that about.
I just want to ask you a question because I see this happen a lot. I see something happen on a local scale. I see an event being done or something, and then these gun rights organizations, some of which I am associated with, some of which I am not, they seem to notice that, and then they want to come in and under the guise of we're here to help, and then they take the grassroots movement, which was proving to be pretty good because, you know, 25 states, constitutional carry, a lot of that was grassroots movement, and claim it and get out there and say, today is a significant victory for one of the alphabet organizations. And this is not to say that they shouldn't put that out if they actually do something. But
you're right. There's a lot of credit taking.
Yeah.
You know. Victory has 1,000 authors. This meet, you know, is very lonely. Whenever there is a significant victory, everybody wants to take credit for it for obvious reasons. No matter how much they may or may not have had a part in it.
It reminds me of the kid that was in every picture in the school yearbook. Are you even in this class? No, but I'm in the picture. Thanks, buddy.
He's in the chess club picture and the baseball game picture and everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get that in some cases because for some of them that means funding and fundraising and all these other things. But like,
oh yeah.
I mean, all you got to do it's pretty much the same anyway on every occasion because nowadays there's so much of a dissemination of information out there that. I do think that it's good to take a look at some of these guys sometimes just to make sure that they're actually doing what they say they're doing. You know?
I couldn't agree more. And I'm sure that there are some gun rights org read this press release and said, you know, they've had nothing to do with what's happened in most of these states in the last, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, or something like that. There's natural competition and sometimes jealousy between these, between gun rights orgs. A lot of times they work together as well.
Yeah.
Such as, you know, we saw today in Pennsylvania. We can talk about that later if you'd like. I think it's important to keep in mind as well that the NRA does have state level operations. So like in Texas, as I mentioned, you know, it's the Texas State Rifle Association, and they played a very large part of in lobbying, helping other orgs lobby and get constitutional carry over the line here. And I'm sure that similar situations are happening in other states too. So it's not always obvious when the NRA is being effective.
Yes, that has to be the understatement of the year. Now, Dan oversees anywhere from 10 to 15 new articles every day. Sometimes more, sometimes maybe a little less. But this is the kind of stuff you can find at The Truth About Guns. There was a time when my show could have been called Truth About Guns Radio. So, having said that, we'll be right back talking to Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
GunsCom Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, he is the editor-in-chief from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Let's talk about this simply because this is also another falsehood based upon one of the most stupid suppositions out there, because it's very easy to double-check this. Who is Lori Roberts?
Let's see.
It's in the article about Roberts.
Right.
Why do gun makers?
She's a writer for the Arizona Republic, and
okay.
She is just up in arms because the Arizona legislature is doing what a lot of other states have done, and Texas has done, and a number of states. Your listeners might be familiar with the financial discrimination that has gone on against the firearms industry. This started in earnest back during the Obama administration. It was an organized effort by the Justice Department called Operation Choke Point. And the idea was to make classified doing business with gun manufacturers, retailers, distributors, have it be much like doing business with cannabis shops, porn, pornography producers, that type of thing. That all ended under President Trump, but the discrimination, especially after a couple of high-profile shootings, was basically privatized, and a lot of big banks, big money center banks, took it upon themselves to stop doing business with firearm industry companies, manufacturers, distributors, and retailers. Well, a lot of states have said, okay, if that's your policy, then we're going to enact laws that say we will not do business with you. You cannot, for instance, underwrite our bond when we build highways, bridges, whatever, if you also discriminate against fire ministry businesses. Basically, if you refuse to do business with companies because you disagree with the Second Amendment, that's fine, that's your prerogative, but we won't do business with you. Here in Texas, as soon as that was enacted, some large bank found out that it was extremely expensive to maintain that kind of policy. And they're called FIND Acts, and unfortunately I cannot remember what FIND, that acronym stands for Financial Non-Discrimination, I think. These FIND Acts are starting to spread around the country, and they're now being, this FIND Act now being considered in Arizona. And Lori Roberts is up in arms because she thinks that there are other problems that are much more pressing. And she starts out her piece with this week's Arizona Republican legislators boldly stepped up to protect the most vulnerable among us. No, not the transgender girl who wants to play intramural volleyball with friends. Our leaders outlawed that. No, not the girl who gets pregnant after a predatory uncle or boyfriend or a stranger rapes her. She'll have to bear her attacker's baby should the pregnancy reach 15 weeks. No, certainly not the thousands of Arizonans who wonder why they can go after, where they can go after being hit with rent increases. Instead, they're working to protect the firearms industry, which is apparently the victim of rampant discrimination. So,
see,
in her worldview, financial discrimination against somebody like a gun maker or a local gun store cannot be addressed until every other societal ill is addressed and remedied first.
Yeah.
Specifically the ones that she cares most about.
So, you know, the thing about this is that I'm glad they did something like that. They should be doing, every state should be doing something like that. As a matter of fact, every state that doesn't do something like that, the gun company should look at them as hostile as well and move out of those. And then before long, they'll probably all be blue states anyway. So move out of those, take their money, take their business, take the jobs, move out of there with them. But getting out there, and so a bank, she ends it, so a bank refusing to lend money to a gun manufacturer so it can make more of the weapon of choice of America's mass shooters is the same as a bus driver telling Rosa Parks to move to the back of the bus.
Right. And she was able to say that because the one particular Arizona state senator made a pretty ham-handed argument for the bill. He said somehow our society has to come to grips with, you know, we've lived for years and years with guns and ammunition. He says, we lived through, as terrible as it was, segregation and the racism that followed it, and now we're seeing different forms of racism coming forward. This is not good for our country. And it sounds like he's equating financial discrimination against gun companies with racism, you know, and redlining and things like that. So that gives her, of course, the opportunity to throw in the Rosa Parks comment.
Yeah, but I mean, it sounded like she threw in everything.
Well, she pretty much is.
I mean, my first question is, what is a transgender child?
Well, again, she's using every other hot button issue right now and saying, look, we've got other issues that the Republican-dominated legislature in Arizona should be addressing, and should be other people who are actually vulnerable, rather than protecting these evil gun companies that make, again, which, as she says, the weapon of choice of America's mass shooters.
I always want to know how they're vulnerable.
Easy target for her.
I always want to know how they're vulnerable. Is there like some group of people going around doing first a survey? Hey, are you a transgender? You are? Well, we're going to beat you up now. Ha ha! Another one in our long string of beating up transgenders. Ha ha! The only thing I know about transgender people that is alarming to me is that, well, two things, actually. They're trying to normalize it, and they seem to have a high incidence of suicide. And I mean, I think that should be
statistics.
Yeah,
I think what's catching more people's attention these days is what's happening in, for instance, women's sports, the swimmer at Penn did, and you know, setting all these records, and you know, ruining the careers of a number of naturally born women swimmers who've worked long and hard all their lives and are now being beaten like, you know, rented mules by a woman who used to be a man.
Well, I want to see a transgender man get in the MMA ring. That's what I want to see. If it's for everybody, if it's open to everybody, you know, equal rights, anyway.
You mean someone who was a woman, then became a man, and then But now you don't see that.
You never You never see that, but we're running out of time.
Okay.
You never see that. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. All this stuff straight off the front page. Straight off the front page. You can find it. No issues whatsoever. And, thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Thanks for having me. It's always appreciated.
It's always my pleasure. So, hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.